After years of research, a company in Bavaria called Narnai is presenting a rather alternative material. It's light, tear-resistant and 100% recycled. It's all natural and processed without harmful chemicals. This former waste product has caused waves in the luxury design world, where it's being turned into shoes, clothes, furniture and even wallpaper. As Susan Stone reports, salmon leather is making a splash.
In their Berlin atelier, the two-woman design team known as Mongrels in Common are rushing to get their latest looks ready for Fashion Week. Livia Jimenez-Cario points out a soft gray dress with short ruched sleeves, displayed on a dressmaker's mannequin.
And as you can see here, you can really work with the leather like with a fabric, with the pockets and a little loop for the button.
The dress is made up of rectangular panels with a subtle pattern texture. And while this material is easy to sew, structure is key, says Christina Plus.
You're a bit more limited space-wise because a salmon is as big as a salmon can get, really. So you have to really sort of think about where you place seams and how you're going to cut it because a cow is much bigger.
Mongrels in Common tried out Nanai's salmon leather last summer, and this season they're using it for 12 handbags, 10 dresses, a pair of short shorts, and some belts, in gray, mint green, and charcoal. The duo says salmon leather appeals to them, aesthetically and ecologically. And with a little explanation, to their customer base as well.
Yeah, the first thing they say is, does it smell like fish? But it cannot, it's leather. It cannot smell like fish. Just like leather.
Normally, I don't want to use this word garbage. But of course, in the industry, it's garbage. But that's our advantage. That's our raw material.
Holger Hein is the man behind the fish. That is to say, he's the managing director and one of the shareholders of Nanai, the firm that produces chrome-free, hypoallergenic, vegetable-tanned salmon skins in the small Bavarian town of Bischofsmais. But the story begins in 2004 with the Lashinger Company. Heinz started working there in 2002.
It was the situation that we were the biggest producer of smoked salmon all over the world.
Heinz visited company founder Rudolf Lashinger and noticed an attractive folder on his desk that looked like snakeskin. Mr. Lashinger told him it was actually made from their salmon. He'd been experimenting with the tanning process since the 1980s. Hein was enraptured by the idea and started doing research and testing.
And I googled in the internet about fish skin, fish leather and something else. And the time was coming that I always read the name Nanai, Nanai, Nanai.
Nanai is a region in eastern Siberia, and the Nanai are the indigenous people there. For countless years, they have tanned fish skins for clothing, boats, and tents. Hein contacted some Nanai craftsmen and worked to integrate their traditional techniques with custom-built machinery and no harsh chemicals. In 2007, Lashinger merged with another large salmon-curing business located in Poland. The resulting company has 95% of the German market and 70% of the European market for smoked salmon, and a turnover of more than 350 million euros a year. Now, the Bischofsmais employees concentrate on making salmon leather from a constant influx of raw materials. The salmon is grown in organic aquaculture in Ireland, then sent to Poland for curing and packaging. The rest of the fish is frozen and brought here to Bavaria. 100,000 a day, more than 80,000 tons a year.
Der Geruch ist heftig, oder?
And at this point in the process, it definitely smells like fish. Here, machines strip the remaining flesh from the skins, which are then washed and salted. Workers rinse the fish skins, dye them, and use pressurized air to strip off the shiny scales, which go flying off like sequins from a party dress. Then the skins are dried, ironed, and softened. At the end, what's left is light and flexible and less than 1 millimeter thick. Its sturdiness has earned the material the German certification to be called leather, rather than skin. The process is time-intensive and requires a lot of handwork. It takes 25 skins and 2 weeks to make 1 square meter of Nanai leather. That means this former leftover is now a luxury product.
280 euro we are starting, up to 380 euro. Depends on the colors, depends on glossy, non-glossy, bleached or non-bleached, depends natural or vegetable. So that's the range of the prices in square meter.
Slowly, Hein has found customers who believe in his dream and can afford his product. From unknown designers using small snippets of Nanai leather as trim for purses, to shoes from Austrian high-end cobbler Ludwig Reiter, and interiors for exclusive BMW cars. But Hein has even grander goals.
If you compare it with Napa leather, this word Napa, everybody knows on the street. It's a high price and a better quality leather. And I would like that in 3 years, if you ask somebody on the street about Nanai leather, everybody should know this material will come everywhere.
Nanai leather clothes, bags and shoes from Berlin designers Mongrels & Common and Mikalski hit the catwalks in Germany's capital this week. Up next for Nanai is a partnership with one of fashion's most venerable Italian leather goods brands, Ferragamo. Susan Stone, Deutsche Welle Radio, Berlin.